Well, the other morning here on the night shift, I got a phone call from a young bloke, Jason. He rang me from Brisbane and he wanted to bring to my attention a charity that's got very little publicity. Not many people know about it. People in Brisbane know about it, but nationally, I think this bloke needs national attention. The charity is called Bed Down, B-E-D-W-O-W-N, Bed Down. And he was talking about this amazing bloke called Norm McGilvray, who is the founder of this charity. They look after homeless people. And I said, well, look, get Norm to contact me. And Norm's done exactly that. Norm McGilvray, good morning and welcome to the night shift on Triple M.
Thanks, Luke. Really excited to join you this morning to talk about what we're doing at Bed Down.
Well, it's very, very exciting. So I'll tell you quickly, Jason said that you look after homeless people, you provide blow-up mattresses and blankets and different people come around on different nights and feed people. It's limited space, limited beds. You often have to turn people away, but it's a great bloody idea. Norm, tell us about it. How did it start?
Yeah, thanks. Thanks, Luke. And we have an amazing family of volunteers, of which Jason's one of them. And I was very grateful and appreciative that he actually reached out to yourself and started to talk about Bed Down. But for the listeners, just to set the context, you'll probably gather from my accent, I'm not a local boy to Australia.
So yeah, I picked that up, yeah.
So originally from the UK, a place called Coventry in central England, and just traveling back in time, just to set the context for the motivation behind Bed Down. My mum and dad were happily married. My dad had a successful shop fitting business. He was a carpenter by trade. And in his early 30s, Luke, he suffered a stroke, which left him heavily disabled. That was pretty much the end of the business overnight. And my mum was bringing up a very young child at the time, which was myself. Now my dad was heavily disabled. That put a lot of stress and strain in the relationship. And they separated and got divorced. And my dad found himself homeless and sleeping rough on the streets of London.
Oh, no. So,
yeah. And to cut a very long story short, at the age of 42, he suffered a heart attack, which ended his life. And he died lonely and homeless on the streets of London. And I was 11 years old at the time and helpless and powerless to do anything about it. And I guess, without me knowing, I guess that's where the journey of Bed Down actually started, because here we are now nearly 40 years into the future. And just to set some statistics, which are pre-pandemic statistics, there are over 8,000 people sleeping rough across Australia every night. That means on concrete, on benches, in parks and under bridges. And of those thousands of people that sleep rough every night, there's hundreds of people that lose their life every year as a result of sleeping rough from things like being attacked, overdoses, suicides, infected wounds, pneumonia, that sort of thing. And what that means is the average life expectancy here in 2021 in Australia, this amazing first world country, is just 47 years of age. And I looked at that and said, this is unacceptable and I need to do something about it.
So, wow.
Yeah.
So you're in Brisbane. Bed Down is just in Brisbane, but I think it could be a national initiative. So tell us about how Bed Down works.
Yeah, so the whole premise of Bed Down really, Luke, is to take spaces that are maybe busy during the day, they're left empty and vacant at night time, or they're empty during the day.
Like an underground car park.
That's right. We take those spaces and we activate and repurpose those spaces for good, to provide safety, shelter, security, services, and a place for our guests to sleep. And we refer to people that use our services as guests, because we want to welcome people in as if they're part of the family or a family friend into our space to get a good night's sleep, because sleep deprivation is a massive issue for people that are sleeping rough, because they don't actually get sleep. So that in turn leads to both physical and mental health issues.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. So, yeah. So Jason told me that he was there with you the other night and you only had 20 beds. They're blow up mattresses. There are some singles, some doubles. You can accommodate for some couples. But he said people start lining up at 4 p.m.
That's right.
And you've got to, and he said the other night you had to turn some people away. Now, these blow-up mattresses, you're in an undercover car park. Where are you?
It's in Brisbane. Yeah, we're in Brisbane CBD.
Yeah, where?
And it's, you know, I've got to be a little bit careful of saying where we are, because obviously we don't want to encourage more people to come.
Oh, right. So the people who know where you are, but that's the problem. You can't accommodate for everybody, and I'm sure that you wish you could. So you're in an underground car park that's not used at night, but you've got to be out of there during the day?
Yeah, so we operate within a 12-hour operational
right.
Envelope between 6 p.m. at night, where we come in and we start setting up. And we provide as close, what we would like to provide is as close to a proper bed for our guests as possible. So we put bed bases down, inflatable queen-size mattresses then go on top of that.
How do you blow them up?
Oh, the wonders of modern technology, Luke. You know, inflatable mattresses have come a long way in recent years. You literally take a plug out of these things, plug them into the socket, and they inflate themselves and deflate themselves.
Oh, because I thought you might have a team of volunteers standing there pumping their foot in one of those old... or people sitting down going blue, blowing these things up. So they're self-inflatable. How did you get hold of the mattresses? Where'd you get them?
Yeah, so we've been fortunate through our community, through Facebook and an organization called Austrail that have been supporting us for our... We're in the middle of an 8-week extended trial here in Brisbane CBD. And you're right, Luke. I mean, the whole idea is we would love to bring bed down to as many more people across Australia as possible in the future. So, yeah, we have an amazing army of volunteers that come in and help us set up. And then our guests start checking in from 8 p.m. at night. And we have a range of different services on site for our guests to access. So it's not just food and beverages.
I understand that Orange Sky, the people that do laundry for homeless people, drop in. Is that right?
Well, they don't actually drop in. We've actually got one of their amazing laundry pods installed at our site, so our guests can access laundry facilities, and during the night we can use that to wash our bed linen as well. So that's really, really amazing. But we bring in doctors, nurses, dentists, social workers, counsellors, new clothing. Really to try and restore dignity, respect, self-esteem and confidence back to our guests. And then we try and link them in to education, training, employment, accommodation and rehabilitation services as well.
But you could only accommodate 20 people.
Unfortunately, due to the space and obviously with COVID restrictions and 1.5 meter spacing, the space we've got, we can only accommodate 20 guests at the moment.
All right, so we need to try and help you grow, not just in Brisbane, but Sydney, Melbourne, Adelaide, Perth, and regional parts of Australia, Hobart, all through Tasmania. Look, I want to help you try and raise some money, but we need you to be the leader and see if we can't, first of all, make your organisation in Brisbane work better. But wouldn't it be great if we could see this grow around Australia? And I'd love to be able to be part of helping that.
That would be absolutely amazing, Luke. Thank you so much for this opportunity. Well, really appreciate it.
Now, tonight's meal, tonight, who's feeding them?
It's an organisation called Third Space. They're a drop-in centre by day, and they also provide outreach services. They're bringing the food out to our guests for tonight. We're blessed to have a number of providers that provide food on different nights of the week. Tonight is Third Space. An amazing organisation called Third Space.
Isn't that great? How many you got there tonight?
We will hit capacity again tonight for 20 guests.
See, only 20. How many? I'm talking to this amazing bloke who has started this wonderful charity. His name is Norm McGilvray. The charity is called Bed Down, BEDDOWN, Bed Down. They're in Brisbane only at the moment, but I'd love to see this grow. How did you get the word out?
The word out to guests or
yeah,
the word
to
out
guests.
To, yeah, so again, collaboration is a huge part of what we do, Luke. And of the organisations that provide outreach and organisations like Orange Sky that are obviously obviously helping people access laundry services. Queensland Police Service as well has been a huge referrer to us.
Tell me, how did you get permission to get the car park? It's obviously owned by somebody. Is it a council car park? Is it owned by a private business? I mean, that would have taken some negotiation. I'm thinking insurance, and they would have said, where are there going to be toilets? Are people going to be urinating? That would have taken a fair bit of paperwork.
Yeah, the red tape and bureaucracy around taking this space. And look, car parks are just one space, I should say, Luke, off the bat, that are left empty and vacant at night time. There's lots and lots and lots of different spaces that are left empty and vacant, which we can apply and adapt our model to. But Secure Parking, the largest car park operator here in Australia, they've been absolutely amazing. We're in one of their operated car parks currently for this eight-week extended trial.
So it's a trial.
So when you say about toilets and showers and things, we have them actually on site in the car park. They're actually part of the...
But have they got to be all packed up by sunrise?
Yeah, so then that's the beauty
Jeez.
of using inflatable mattresses,
Yeah.
because you can deflate them and reinflate them at nighttime, so we can hand back to an operational car park in the morning.
Yeah. How many volunteers does it take to get you through the night?
On average, we have so the most labor-intensive parts, as you'll probably appreciate, is the setup and the pack away.
Yeah.
So on an average evening, we will have between 40 and 60 volunteers come through.
And you would have people there, I assume, with maybe mental health issues. Do you have experts on hand? Are the other people who are sleeping there, are they safe?
Yeah, everyone's safe. I mean, we're fully staffed overnight with volunteers. We have security on site also, and then
See, look at that.
we have cleaners come through the next morning as well to make sure we're handing back a clean operational car park
Wow.
or whatever the facility may be.
This is Norm McGilvray, founder of Beddown. It's only in Brisbane, but folks, can you see this taking off nationally? Norm, I'll leave you there. It's a great story. It's a bloody great story. Congratulations to you, buddy, coming from those humble backgrounds and your dad having to go through that and you watching it. Thank you for coming to our country and instigating this wonderful opportunity. You and I will now stay in touch because we've got each other's emails. Let's make your operation in Brisbane bigger and better, but how about we try and make it grow nationally? Would you like that?
I'd love that. And I should say before I leave, thank you. And I'm very grateful for this opportunity, Luke. But we are actually talking to the city of Perth potentially
There you are.
on a trial there also. So who knows? Watch this space. We might actually make it to WA as well, but would love to bring Bed Down to as many people across Australia as possible, as you've indicated.
All right, now look, night shift at triplem.com.au. I've got Norm's details here. We are broadcasting into every capital city right now, Norm, but we're also broadcasting right around Australia through regional parts of Australia. If there are people who'd like to get this going in your local market, contact me, nightshift@triplem.com.au. I'll forward your emails on to Norm and let's see if we can't make this bigger and better. And if you're a sponsor, if you know of someone that can help out, because these things take a lot of time, a lot of voluntary work, and it takes a bit of money. But it's a wonderful idea. It'd be great if Norm could accommodate more than 20 people per night. Just that on its own. Norm McGilvray, it's been a pleasure talking to you. You and I will stay in touch, okay?
Thank you, Luke. Really appreciate that.
That's
Thank you so much.
a pleasure, mate. Thanks for getting back to me.
No worries. My pleasure.
Norm McGilvray, founder of Bed Down, here on the Night Shift on Triple M.